This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis urged the faithful on Sunday to pray for a nation close to his own, Bolivia, which has been rocked by weeks of political unrest following disputed elections. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Bolivia has been in a state of political unrest since disputed elections were held on October 20th.
Invito tutti i boliviani, in particolare gli attori politici e sociali.
The Pope urged all Bolivians, especially political and social leaders, to await with a constructive spirit and without any preconditions and in a climate of peace and serenity the results of the election review process, which is currently underway. On Sunday, after the Organization of American States released a report that the election should be annulled due to irregularities, President Morales said he would call fresh elections. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
In that televised address, President Morales also announced he would be replacing the country's electoral body. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer held a news conference Sunday to make the case for public hearings in the presidential impeachment inquiry. He said the public deserves access to the process.
I hope the public will see, you know, this is a very, impeachment is a very serious matter. The Founding Fathers said it was a very serious matter, and so it ought to be public.
He said people should be allowed to draw their own conclusions about the president.
I think it's a good idea to make the hearings public, and people will then have to make their decisions.
Turkey's defense ministry says a car bomb has killed at least 8 civilians in northeast Syria. The latest deaths come as UN monitors report scores of civilians are being killed and wounded in northern and northeastern Syria. You're listening to VOA News. Haiti is on the brink of famine. Here's more from VOA's Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A food assessment in October finds 1 million of the nearly 3.7 million people suffering food shortages in Haiti are facing an emergency and are on the brink of famine. The World Food Program reports food insecurity in Haiti's rural areas has increased by 15% since the last analysis in December. For the first time, the assessment shows 850,000 people in the capital, Port-au-Prince, are suffering severe hunger, with many not sure when they will eat again. To compound this dramatic situation, WFP spokesman Hervé Frérousseau says humanitarian agencies' efforts to reach people in need have been hampered by security problems during the past 7 weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran says an open revolutionary court case involving an ex-FBI agent who disappeared in the country 12 years ago is a missing person case, nothing more. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
Robert Levinson disappeared from Iran's Kish Island on March 9, 2007. 6 years later, the AP revealed Levinson had in fact been on a mission for CIA analysts who had no authority to run spy operations. Now, in a filing to the United Nations, Iran is acknowledging the case. But at a press briefing, a foreign ministry spokesman calls it a humanitarian issue involving a missing person and says there is no judicial or criminal case whatsoever. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran's leader says a massive new oil field has been uncovered in the southwestern region of the country. President Hassan Rouhani says the field has 53 billion barrels of crude oil and could boost the country's oil reserves by a third. Cambodia released opposition leader Kham Sukar from house arrest. He was arrested 2 years ago and charged with treason. Sukar's release came a day after self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy arrived in Malaysia in his attempt to return to Cambodia. At least 13 people have been killed and many fishermen remain missing Sunday as Cyclone Bulbul hit the coasts of Bangladesh and India, packing winds of up to 100 kilometers per hour. There were gusts of up to 130 kilometers per hour. Nearly 2 million people from all of Bangladesh's coastal district gathered in cyclone shelters in preparation for the storm. The cyclone season in the Bay of Bengal can last from April to December, but increased evacuation measures have kept death tolls relatively low in recent years. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll be right back.